the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. Studying the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we discussed about the verses 28 and 29 of chapter 48. We said that in these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the victory and success of the religion of truth and guidance, which would be victory over misguidance and falsehood. And he himself is a witness, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. والذين معه أشدوا على الكفار رحماء بينهم. As we said, it can be analyzed in different ways. From a grammatical point of view, it is correct to say that Muhammadun is the subject and Rasulullah is the predicate. Or we can say Muhammadun is the subject and Rasulullah explains the Prophet. It's at Fabayan. And وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهْ is added to Muhammad, and أَشَدَى is predicate for all of them. But we prefer the first one, that Muhammadun Rasulullah, اللهم صل على محمد. And that is enough as a description for him. For him, this would be a great honor to say that he is Rasulullah. And this is why in our azan and iqama we say the same thing and we bear witness that the Prophet is his messenger. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهْ, and those who are with him, not with him physically, those who are with him spiritually, those who are with him in a real sense. We have three groups of qualities here. One is أَشَدَّوا عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. When it comes to their relations with other people, I mean by other that this is something which is about interpersonal relations, the way they make relations with others. With the enemies, with those who deliberately fought against truth, they were harsh, they were very strong, very strict. But as we explained last week, it was not that their nature was hard or their heart was hard. They were soft people. رحماء بينهم, among themselves they were very kind. And they were also in a very close relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not just some activists, some, I don't know, people who are interested in social activities, in militant exercises. No. They were also very devoted to God. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You see them, that whenever they get chance, they start saying prayer, they get engaged in worshiping God. Sometimes they are in the state of ruku, sometimes they are in the state of sujood, because these are two conditions that show your closeness to God and humbleness. And as you know, we have many hadith which says the closest time that a person can have with God is when he's in sujood. When you are in prostration, you can be very close to God.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
For example, in Kafi, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying to Abu Basir, and there are many hadith about sajda. I am choosing just two hadith about sajda. Imam alayhi salam told Abu Basir, "In khifta amran yakun, aw hajatan turiduha." If you are worried about something that may happen, sometimes you are afraid of something, and you don't want that happen. In khifta amran yakun. Oh, hajatan turiduha. Sometimes you want something to happen. So sometimes you want something not happen, sometimes you want something to happen. Fabda' billah. Before doing anything, try to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَجَّدْهُ وَأَثْنِ عَلَيْهِ كَمَا هُوَ أَهْلُهُ. Praise him in the way that he deserves. Which is very difficult for us to praise him as he deserves. So sometimes it's just enough to say that I praise him as he deserves, or as he himself praises himself. So start with praising him. وَصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and send salutation to the Prophet. وَسَلْ حَاجَتَكَ, and then ask your request. وَتَبَاكَ وَلَوْ مِثْلَ رَأْسِ الضُّبَابِ, and try to cry, even if you can shed a little tear like the head of a mosquito, even a little cry, one drop of tear, because to shed tear shows that you are really, you know, honest, and you are really passionate about it, because people cannot shed tears without really being moved in their heart, unless you are a munafiq. One of the things that hypocrites can do is that they can cry without being sad. One of their characteristics. But normal people cannot cry unless they are really feeling very painful and sad. So try to shed some tear. Try to be crying if possible. Then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, إِنَّ أَبِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ كَانَ يَقُولُ, My father, Imam Baqir alayhi salam, used to say, "Inna aqrab ma yakunu al-abd min Allah azza wa jal." The time that the servant of God is in the closest condition, closest relation to Allah, wa huwa sajidun baqin, is when he is in prostration and crying. If you can go to sajda and cry, then you are in the closest position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله محمد peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.